A Delaware public school made history last month when it won the statewide Envirothon competition, ending a 22-year winning streak held by a charter school. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports the competition tests students' knowledge on topics like aquatics, wildlife, and forestry.
Keith Schmidt was feeling the pressure as he competed in Delaware's Envirothon, despite hours spent memorizing the scientific names of trees and identifying leaves. This was the first time the sophomore at Odessa High School was competing, and he didn't want to make any mistakes that could cost the team their first win.
I know these guys watched me shake like there was no tomorrow.
Envirothon is an annual environmental science competition. It tests high school students' critical thinking skills while enhancing their stewardship of nature. Competitors take written exams, give presentations, and tackle hands-on challenges like measuring tree density, all in the outdoors. A win for the Odessa Ducks would be a real hurdle. The Charter School of Wilmington has dominated for 22 years in a row. The charter school is serious. Students there must take a test to even get on the team, says Rick Mikowski, a former Envirothon chair.
There was a sense of inevitability that they were always good contenders, that they would be winning it every year.
So that's why it was such a surprise when Odessa High School took first place last month, beating out teams from Wilmington and Newark charter schools. Keith recalls the team waiting anxiously for the results as they stood under a tent in Blackbird State Forest.
And then the first place team was getting ready to be announced, and it was either going to be us or we flunked. And everybody screamed and jumped the second that we heard Odessa.
Wilmington Charter still did well, with three teams placing in the top five. But the winner's plaque it held for more than two decades now hangs in Odessa High's Agricultural Education Lab. There was already a buzz about Odessa. They had been nipping at the charter school's heels, placing second last year. Team member Zach Binney says he was motivated to win this time.
I don't think they're too fond of us, but that's okay. I know that at the end of the day, I love the hard work that they put in. I know our team really admires them because they've had us working for all these years to try and beat them.
Zach and his teammates said a few strong practice sessions and some superstitions gave them the boost they needed to pull off the win.
I don't wash my jacket. I believe that it's going to wash the good luck away.
That is true. I washed my jacket.
Okay, she washed her jacket, but
I haven't washed my jacket either.
I haven't washed it either.
Their teacher, Jeff Billings, says he's very proud of the students. He competed at Envirothon himself when he was a teen, placing second, and he previously took another public school to the competition. Billings had 100 goals to complete during his professional career, and winning Envirothon was the last remaining one on his list.
It's really kind of something that I've always aspired to do, and I'm competitive by nature, but then when the same school wins over and over and over, you kind of get hungry for that.
Now he gets to celebrate a win with his students.
You do the contest more than one year, you bring in the right group of students and kind of encourage each other to really maximize their efforts and results to come out of it. I don't ever put the pressure like you have to win. It's learning and growing is the key, but winning sure is nice. There's nothing wrong with that.
As winners, the team gets an all-expenses-paid trip to Alberta, Canada, where they'll go on to compete against teams from across the U.S., as well as Canada, China, and Singapore. Contestants get a chance of earning college scholarships. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.